And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Show and for the next 4 hours, we entertain you here at the Bob and Ray Show.
There's no ground.
First of all, we have
our very important lineup of shows for you.
We're all glad you'll be able to enjoy the show, and we'll be following along with us until the end. Hello, Bob.
Hi, everybody. This is the Bob and Ray Show. And we will be here all for about 2 minutes.
Wait a minute. He's saying he wants to roll us back.
Okay.
Now roll us back, please.
Go ahead. Roll us all the way back to the very start. There we are.
Hello, Bob.
Now, welcome to the Bob and Ray Show.
Now, we're going in the right direction now, huh?
First of all, we immediately go to Woonsocket, Rhode Island, where Wally Blue is standing by at the Lucy Luscious Candy Factory with another one of his great, we hope, interviews. Come in, please. Wally Blue from Woonsocket.
Please, Blue from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and the scene of activity here at the Lucy Luscious Candy Factory.
That's
the story behind the making of candy, a very interesting story, and one which we feel should be told on the broadcast tonight.
Here at the Findlay Quality Network,
the program is being brought to you by Bob and Ray, exclusively from Lucy Luscious. However, another rival network has set its microphones here.
American,
I'm going to try and shield mine from his voice so that
it has always been the policy of the Findlay Quality Network
it's
to go
demo,
with
ladies,
their
gentlemen.
Microphones at whatever expense may be incurred just to
bring you all the news
that should be news.
Artie, could you move over to the other, the wrapping department or something?
Lucy Luscious, who has been running this factory.
I want to introduce you to Lucy Luscious, the owner of this factory. Lucy,
how do you do? It's a pleasure, Mr. Scrimmerhorn. Talking to you.
I'll just hold my microphone.
I wonder, Lucy, if you could tell us
what makes you unique in the candy business.
The Findlay Network.
For Bob and Ray.
Well, yes, as you know, I was the first person to develop the hard chocolate shell and then insert the soft center later.
Well, that, of course, is made you very famous.
Well, I know all our Findlay Quality Network
listeners. I know Bob and Ray's listeners would like to know
just
how you do it.
Well,
if you could explain it.
Would you please, both of you, please, one at a time.
Well, you said you talked to me.
I have seen important people from the president of this country on down talking into 30 microphones at one time.
Well, that's a
phenomenon. And here they're just two simple little, looks like a homemade microphone that you have
the
anyway.
The one that the Findlay Quality Network has is a homemade microphone.
Bob and Ray microphone is the cheap microphone.
Bob and Ray microphone is a commercially made.
The Findlay Quality Network has always...
Bob and Ray have always used high-type equipment.
Never held back
A1 equipment.
In order to buy the best possible equipment.
Lucy, getting back to your... cream bill centers
on the Findlay Quality Network.
Lucy,
Miss
Luscious.
Put that in one of your chocolate shells, Lucy Luscious, and you can smoke it.
I feel that Artie Skirblehorn now has rather blown his top here.
Well,
let's get out
of here, Larry.
He's packing up his equipment.
Pull the loose cord out, too.
And taking his microphone and all the...
That was a dirty trick, but I guess it's the only thing he could do.
Something backfired at Woonsocket, where Wally Blue was talking with Lucy Luscious, who invented the chocolate shell and then inserted the, as you heard, soft centers later.
Fox
Bob, you
also introduced pre-thumb chocolates for the first
Speaking
time.
Speaking of soft centers, have you seen...
the old calendar on the wall?
No, Kent Lyle Burley lately.
I haven't.
For a dog's age.
No, he was here a few days ago, but I think you were gone that day. You were recovering from your client.
That's right.
Hey, hold it a minute, Webb. Here's a special report from the Mobile Gas Economy Run. The results are now official. Chrysler Corporation cars won more firsts in class than all other cars combined. 4 out of 6, as a matter of fact, plus 5 seconds and 2/3. No other car manufacturer even came close. If you're interested in economy and you don't want to give up performance to get it, try these mileage figures on for size. The compact Valiant averaged a healthy 27.29 miles per gallon. The winning Plymouth in Class B, 24.82 miles per gallon. The winning Imperial, Class F, 20.50 miles per gallon. Sound good to you? Well, then, let a drive bring out the difference great engineering makes. See your dealer and find out firsthand what it's like to drive a real performance car with built-in economy. Valiant, Plymouth, Dodge Dart, DeSoto, Chrysler, Imperial. Why not today?
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
At last, the evening of the great debate with the rival Space Academy at the Interstellar Space Academy has arrived. And on the stage, before the entire group of members, we see Lawrence Spechtenberger and the man he is debating against as his rival concludes his final remark.
So I say that we should be resolved in this, that we are against it, one and all. Thank you. All right, Spechtenberger, good luck.
I should like to preface my remarks by saying that my honored and distinguished opponent, who is supporting the negative here, has presented his arguments in a very lucid manner. But I think that he has led you astray when he says that it makes no difference at all. I believe it was Mary Pickford who said once that you're only as good as your last picture. Now, I don't know what that has to do with the debate here, but I think it's important that I say it. I believe it was the poet Browning who summed it up very nicely when he said, "The trees shall bloom again."
Good, Spechtenberger, good. You got them now. Bravo! Bravo!
I should like to conclude now by borrowing the words of Ben Johnson. Ben said, "When you're through saying what you've got to say, dry up." I don't think I'd like to borrow those words at this time, because I have too many more words to say on the subject.
Throw him a fish!
I feel
hey,
that...
Hey, Lawrence, it's me, Lawrence.
It was
Lawrence.
The great poet Shelley.
Lawrence!
Who in one of his more nostalgic...
Lawrence! Yeah. Here's a note from the commandant. Read it quick.
Ellis, you know what this says?
What?
I've taken the wrong side in this debate.
You mean you're arguing the same way your opponent did?
That's right. For the first time in my history here at the Academy, I have made a monumental error.
Well, what are you going to do to correct it?
Only one thing to do, resign and return to Venus where I really belong.
And so, after weeks of preparation for the great debate, Lawrence Spechtenberger discovers that he's been arguing for the wrong side. Will he quit the Academy as he threatens and return to Venus? Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear Lawrence say...
Pass the imitation grape drink, please, Mellish.
In the next episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Webley Webster is here, and he has told us that the players are standing by in what used to be a studio downstairs, but I understand their offices now.
Yes, they're going to have a little difficult time broadcasting from there now, aren't they?
It's rather too bad, but they still have one microphone outlet, I understand.
Well, what book do you plan to review this week?
Bob,
you know that.
I know. A lot of people don't, and I like to clear it up for them. Bob, my players are prepared to enact what I think is the most, well, exciting part of a book I recently finished reading called The Hacksaw Manual.
The what?
The Hacksaw Manual.
Oh, it's a book on carpentry or something of that sort?
No, it's a murder mystery.
Oh.
And, see, this manual is a, well,
I get it.
But anyway, he's a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, the players are all set to go, and as we look in on them, the ship is about 3 days at sea, and, well, go ahead, Archie.
You sent for me, Captain?
Meany.
Aye, aye, sir.
Be that no way to stand in front of the captain of this tub? Why, off on the deck, matey.
Liking it easy, sir.
Maybe you'll be keeping a civil tongue in ye head.
We're running full steam into that storm, Captain.
I hope that be the last time you'll interrupt the good captain when he's talking to you, mate.
Aye, aye, sir.
Where be me port?
The port is on the right side, sir, I believe. Then again, you mean the captain's port?
Now then, matey. Now that we have a firm understanding.
Aye, I say.
Won't you have a glass of this port?
Aye, I wouldn't mind if I did.
Recommend that for teenagers and older people. It's pretty adult book.
Hacksaw Manual. I don't just see how that would fit in there, but
hope you like it. I know I enjoy it very much.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to your next review. That was pretty well done. And we're looking forward to a visit from Mary Magoon in a few seconds, I guess. She's due here in about 10 seconds.
Why, what for? Is
he
going to do something?
I'm trying to have closing words.
Well, I just made it, huh? Yes, I didn't know the time slipped by so quickly.
How are they coming to the experimental kitchen for you downstairs?
They're not doing anything on it. They took out the stove and the refrigerator. The only thing I can experiment now, I think, is with the cookies that you don't have to cook. Because they took the refrigerator and they...
And the stove, too, huh?
Yes.
Did they leave the imitation fireplace, or...
They even took the cooking sherry. Hardly any reason to come in here anymore.
That was important.
Yeah, well...
You're going to have the inn going this summer?
No, as you know, I'm under indictment for that.
I know, about that fire, huh?
I don't want to get involved in that again, no.
Well, that's a lot of headaches to try and run a thing like that.
It's a lot of headache, and you don't get anything out of it.
Don't get anything
out of it. A lot of worries.
Yeah, that's right. You have to order the food and guess how many people will be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll give the idea up ourselves. We're going to open one at the summer home, you know.
Where is that? I was reading something about the summer.
You know where you come out of the tunnel on the other side of the river in New Jersey there?
Yes.
And all that flat land that's over there?
Flat, wet land.
Yes.
Yes.
That's where we were going to have it. We were going to try to reclaim all that.
Say, that would be a nice spot. I imagine it'll be expensive, though.
Well, it would. We'd have to get quite a few people to chip in for us. And that's been the big problem.
Well, I thought you were going to sell stock. Well, that's nice. And you be sure to look me up when you're ready to put the stock on the market.
Certainly will. Would you be interested?
You know it, buddy.
Okay, we will.
Well, you'll be number one on the list, Mary. So, I think maybe we'll have a special word from all our dear friends, won't we? In just 10 seconds.
Lucy Luscious was impersonated.
Right.
Wasn't he?
Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Bob and Ray come to you Monday through Friday on the CBS Radio Network. And... Network. And...